Blog Talk Radio.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
Real Talk.
Hey, this is Robin Lord Taylor, and you're listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Logan Browning, and you're listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
Real Talk.
Hey, I'm Gina Liu, and you're listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
Hi, I'm Diane Franklin from Bedrock Dead and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. You're listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
Real Talk.
Hey guys, it's Chrissy DePaul here, and you are listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
And this is Michael Jai White,
Byron Mann
from Black Dynamite.
And you're listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is China Lane. You are listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio. So keep it locked, keep it hot. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Verduga, a.k.a. Justice Woman, and you're listening to Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Dennis White here on Real Talk with the Director on Dollhouse Radio. Tune in tonight and get the real to real.
Real Talk.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Welcome to an all-new episode of Real Talk with the Director here on Dollhouse Radio. We have an interesting show for you tonight. We're just going to be talking about movies, the world of movies. That's really about it. We're going to talk about the box office, the weekends this week, the box office from this weekend, some of the failures that happened, along with the rumor that Avengers Endgame is going to be re-released in its attempt to beat Avatar as the all-time box office champion. Yeah. We're probably not going to be in the air that very long tonight, so we're just going to make it really quick, really brief. First and foremost, let's have a quick review of this past weekend's box office, because since that also ties into our episode for today. Heading into the July 4th weekend, we're getting closer and closer to July 4th weekend, when we're halfway through the summertime right now, halfway through the year right now. But this past weekend's box office, as provided by Box Office Mojo, are the following. Coming in at number 10 is X-Men Dark Phoenix. In this third week, it has grossed another $3.5 million. It brings its domestic total to $60 million. I don't know. Actually, I'm going to come back to this subject later. At number 9 in this debut is the film Anna. In its first week, it grossed $3.6 million. Coming in at number 8 is Godzilla King of the Monsters. In its fourth week, it grosses another $3.8 million, which brings the total to $102.5 million. Coming in at number 7 is John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. In this 6 week, it grosses another $40 million, which now brings the total to $156 million. At number 4 is Rocketman. In this 4th week, it's grossed another $5.6 million, which now brings its domestic total to $77.2 million. At number 5 is The Secret Life of Pets. In its 3rd week, it has grossed another $10 million, and now brings the domestic total to $117.5 million. Coming in at number 4 is Men in Black International, which was last week's number 1 movie. In its 2nd week, it grosses another $10.7 million, which brings this total after 2 weeks to $52.6 million. At number 3 is Aladdin. In its 5th week, it has grossed another $13.2 million, and it brings the total to $288.5 million. At number 2 in this debut is the reboot of the classic movie Child's Play. In its 1st weekend, it has grossed $14 million. And coming in number 1, in its 1st week, is Toy Story 4. In its debut week, it grosses $120.9 million. It debuts with the highest grossing ever debut weekend of any of the Toy Story movies. I did have a chance to see this one today, and I will say that I liked the story. It was a good film. However, you really, for this one, you could have left it after Toy Story 3. You could have left it alone. Toy Story 3 just hit on so many emotions that you just can't top it. And don't get me wrong, Toy Story 4 is a good, solid film. And it just does not, to me, it does not have that emotional tug that Toy Story 3 did. I mean, anybody that saw Toy Story remember the scene where they were going into the garbage and the flame fires coming, and they felt they all knew they were going to die, and they just hugged each other, you know. Or when they see Andy drive away for the very last time, it's crazy. But you know, we'll see how this has legs. I mean, Toy Story 4 has some legs in front of it. I mean, it does face a little competition in the next couple of weeks. You got Spider-Man in 2 weeks. Actually, I think about you have Spider-Man next week. July 4th weekend, and then in a few more weeks you have the live-action version of The Lion King. So Toy Story 4 has got a little competition coming its way, so we'll see how long it can last. But further down on the top 10 list, Aladdin in its 5th week, 288. This movie, I think, is having longer legs than what most people thought that it would. It has yet to gross under $10 million since it has been out. And now, even with the competition that has come from films such as John Wick, Men in Black, Godzilla, Dark Phoenix, and now Toy Story 4, it still is grossing that kind of money. So Aladdin just might wind up doing business such as what Frozen did, or Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Could we be looking at a $400 million gross for Aladdin? We don't know. Now, further down the box office, you have 2 movies, Men in Black International and Dark Phoenix. I think both of these 2 stand out not only as legitimate bombs of the summer, but probably some of the biggest bombs of the year. And they even might both go down due to their budgets as 2 of the biggest box office bombs of all time. Men in Black, in its 2nd week, it dropped 64%. So it's only grossed $52 million on a budget of $110 million. Dark Phoenix, I mean, it has dropped another 62%. And in 3 weeks, it's only grossed $60 million. These 2 are rock franchises. Each film has come out and has done tremendous. Is this a victim of the sequel-itis, as I like to call it last week? Not really sure. But as more and more new releases come out in the next few weeks, you will be seeing them start yanking these films from the theaters. As tomorrow, Annabelle comes home, the next part in the Conjuring franchise comes out, And then on Friday you have Yesterday, and the following Monday, Tuesday night, you have Spider-Man. And then you have some lower things until The Lion King come out. And then after writing The Lion King, you have Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So it's going to be a tough going for these. And then further down in the box office at number 13, after 9 weeks, is Avengers Endgame. That has grossed another $1.9 million, which now brings this domestic total to $834.5 million, while it also brings its worldwide total to $2.7 billion. That's a lot of money. It is creeping and creeping closer to the all-time record held by Avatar, which is 2.789 billion dollars. Now, it came out this week that in an attempt to get Avengers Endgame past Avatar, that Marvel would be re-releasing Avengers Endgame with new footage. If I'm not mistaken, it said the new footage would be at the end of the movie. I don't know if this would be at the very end of the movie after the fight takes place, or will this be like an end credit scene, or what else? 3 hours and 2 minutes is how long Avengers Endgame is. It's a pretty perfect movie the way it is. So my question is, if Marvel does re-release this movie in its attempt to pass Avatar, does it, and it does pass Avatar, does it then have an asterisk because it couldn't do it in its initial release? I mean, Avatar came out and it passed everybody, and it was never re-released. Oh, I'm sorry, I take that back. It was re-released. Let me see here. Let me look at this thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it was re-released. It was released. It originally came out in December of 2009, and they put it back out in a special edition of August of 2010. So, I mean, when it re-released, it only grossed like $10 million. Right. So, Disney is putting out all stops to have Avengers become the box office champion. And I don't know, will people want to spend money to it if you're just talking about just a few extra scenes at the end of the movie? You know, is this something that could have been better just waited for a home video to come out and then you put the extra scenes on it? I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how it turns out and just see what happens. Let me take a quick break. I had to look something up really fast. Let's play a little music, and I will be right back. We generally don't play too much music here on the show, but I have to take a quick pause to find something else. So let me just play a little something for you, something that has a movie theme to it that we could play to as I take a fast look. So once again, this is Ralph, part of the Jedi Council. This is Real Talk with the Director, and we will be right back. And I'm trying to find something to make a play. I don't have too much movie music in here. Okay, I'm not having a good luck with this, so we will continue with the show. Like I said, I'm not going to stay on the line very long today. Not long at all. Matter of fact, I'm having some computer problems, so I'm sorry. I'm going to have to end the show now because it's not. I don't understand what the problem is. So I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm going to have to end the show early. There will be a show next Monday night, which will be July the 1st. If you have a chance before you tune into Real Talk the Rest, go out and go see Spider-Man Homecoming, because I believe it's going to start showing around 6 o'clock Monday night. But we will be live next Friday, next Monday, and We just have to talk to you. I don't even have control of my board right now. Let me see here. Nothing is working. Nothing is working. So good night, everybody. I'll talk to you another day. I'm sorry.